This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We're approaching a year since Edward Snowden became a household name for revealing the National Security Agency's broad surveillance of online activities by U.S. and foreign citizens. Last week, the White House released a report on online privacy that may influence future policy. But for months, tech companies and users have been making their own decisions about dealing with these issues. So, for a TechSplainer this week, let's talk about one of the ways tech companies are looking at the issue of government data requests. It's called a warrant canary, and our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain, joins me to talk about this. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there.
A warrant canary. This is not an actual animal.
No, it's not. It's modeled after the canary in the coal mine, and it's a possibly clever, possibly too clever by halfway of dealing with the prospect that a government authority might ask you for information on your users and then tell you you're not allowed to tell the world that you were even asked. The thought is, well, what if you haven't been asked yet? You keep posting a note. I think the very first instance of this was at a public library, afraid of being asked for library records. And so it just posted a note on the door each day that said, no one has asked us for records today.
Sort of Patriot Act era you're talking here.
Well, yes. And in fact, what we've seen is from that first post on the door of the library, a move by the Apple company to put in its first transparency report that it issued. Apple has never received an order under Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act. So it kind of ups the ante in the tension between the private sector and the government over disclosure of these orders.
And on purpose, right?
Absolutely on purpose. It is a game, to mix my foul, it's a game of chicken played with a warrant canary.
Right.
But under the First Amendment, it may well be much more dicey for the government to try to insist that a company lie rather than to tell a company it may not speak.
Do we have a sense of whether and how other companies are thinking about doing this kind of thing?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a trend in the direction of more transparency, or at least more transparency reports. And my guess is that it's okay to say, yes, we have gotten requests, and this is how many we've gotten. And if you're not going into the details, that's not spilling the beans.
How else might we see this evolve in how a company could divulge this kind of information?
Well, you could hypothetically make a warrant canary have a whole brood of eggs, and you'd end up with tiny little warrant canaries. So you could go to visit your own homepage, and it would say, we haven't received a warrant for you today. I think the key is to understand that there is a so-called real party in interest, the person surveilled, and that you don't always just look at the shiny seal on the piece of paper asking for the information and immediately turn it over.
Harvard's Jonathan Zittrain. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you.